Some of the nation's deer hunters are having trouble encouraging their sons to join them in the hunt. As you may know from looking out your window, deer can thrive in cities and suburbs, but the hunting tradition does not. Brian Mann reports from North Country Public Radio in upstate New York.
Just after dawn, John Quinn trudges west through a low valley in New York's Adirondack Mountains, cradling a rifle in his arms. Snow-frosted peaks edge in and out of view, brushed by squalls of icy rain.
Leaves are frozen. That freezing rain makes it noisier.
Quinn's a middle-aged man with a trim gray mustache, dressed head to toe in camouflage. Brendan, his 16-year-old son, waits somewhere up ahead, hidden in the rust-colored sedge.
Racket River is just beyond that marsh. You'll see deer run out there. They'll look like little field mice are so far off. Brendan should be in here someplace.
Working together, the father and son are hunting white-tailed deer. All through the day, they'll separate, following different trails through the forest. Then they'll work slowly toward each other, hoping to flush a buck.
We've always looked at, if you get a deer, it's kind of a bonus. It's the hunt and just being outside and getting together with a bunch of guys. It's the real reward.
As John Quinn comes up, his son is kneeling over a clump of broken saplings.
Yeah, it's where the buck will rub its antlers to lay off scent to attract the does. He just scrapes up little trees.
Brendan is a handsome kid and quiet, his eyes dark and intent. In the cold morning rain, there's a mark of color over each cheek. The family has hunted this country since the mid-1940s, when John Quinn's father came back from the war. They know each grove of alder, every sight line and browse patch. Last spring, the old man, Brendan's grandfather, passed away.
I hunt with his rifle now. It's a Winchester Model M100. The semi-automatic 308.
My father left that to him. This is the first year without him. It's bittersweet right now. It'll ease up. The hurt will ease up, but it's good to see it continue.
This inheritance, this bond between generations of men, is increasingly rare. In 1986, one in four hunters were young, like Brendan, under the age of 20. Last year, that number dropped to one in 15. In parts of the country, big game hunting is still hugely popular, but the decline here in New York is dramatic. State officials say the number of hunters dropped by a third in the last 20 years. Sportsmen blame the decline on many things: the loss of habitat, the prevalence of single-parent families, the hectic pace of modern life. As people move to cities and suburbs, they say, the hunter's skills are forgotten. The sense of place and tradition is lost.
My son's now 20 years old, and in all the years since he has been hunting, he has never had a friend who hunted.
Walt Harrington is a former writer for the Washington Post and now a professor at the University of Illinois. He's written a book about hunting with his family called The Everlasting Stream. To many people, Harrington says, hunting now seems old-fashioned and even brutal.
The most common thing to hear was, how can you kill animals for fun? That is the major disconnect that urban people have, is that they don't understand that the killing is a byproduct of a cultural experience.
In fact, even a good hunter often goes years without killing a deer. But the hunt offers many men an important sense of purpose and craft. It's a reason to spend long days in the woods, moving quietly and watching. It's also a reason to build friendships and communities. Mid-morning, the Quinns are back at the cabin, which they share with the club of hunters. It's a surprisingly domestic place. There's no electricity, but a pot of coffee rattles on the propane stove. Warm cooking smells fill the air.
Hey, yeehaw!
You killed one!
One of the men, a hunter named John Delahanty, has shot a small buck. He sits by the wood stove to dry off, celebrating with a fat cigar. The other men gather round to hear his story.
The Eternal Life Force dropped a pretty good snow cover last night, so we had good tracking weather. And I followed the tracks, and the buck turned around, and the rest is history.
State officials say there aren't enough hunters left in New York to maintain healthy deer populations. Crowded herds are threatened by disease and starvation. But for John Delahanty and John Quinn, the change is more personal.
My older kid does not hunt. I think the bane of television and the modern world has caught him and drawn him apart.
Way back when, people had to hunt for food. Now it's more recreation. And I think younger people just aren't as in tune to being outside, and not a thing that's in vogue.
This season, the hunting shop where they've bought their gear for years closed its doors. Brendan Quinn doesn't speak up around the older men. He's too shy, or maybe just too quiet. But outside, he says most people his age just don't get it.
My daddy taught me how to hunt, and I just, ever since he started bringing me, I started to like being with him and all the other guys in camp. And only one of my friends really hunts. I'd say mostly because of sports, and all the other people don't do it. So they just like following the crowd, I guess.
The decline could accelerate in coming years. Hunters now worry about the spread of chronic wasting disease, a mad cow-like illness that's hit deer herds further west. In Wisconsin, fear of the disease cut the number of deer hunters this season by a third. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in New York's Adirondack Mountains.